We're running out of time. One thing I want to discuss with you is you mentioned just before we had a break that 20% of our shares are mining shares in South Africa.
Yes.
Where do we stand with mining in South
Africa? Mining looks fantastic. Mining had, and this is not South African, now mining had a terrible time because of oversupply from 2011 through to 2015. I'll call it 2016, 2015, 2016. They had a terrible time. They produced too much and the prices plummeted. Then they almost all went bankrupt, surprisingly enough. So they cut back costs, they cut back on high cost production, they cut supply, and the price went up. And the price hasn't gone up significantly. I mean, roughly speaking, let's use oil. Oil in the China years was $150 a barrel. It fell to $30 a barrel when the world collapsed. And now it's at $80 a barrel. So it's about halfway to where it was in the China years, just roughly speaking. At the moment, though, because the mining companies have cut expenses so significantly, they have never, and never's a very long time, they have never had as much free cash flow. So not only are they making a lot of money on their product, they're not spending any capital. Because they were so burnt last time they spent capital because they overproduced, that they're not spending any capital now, and they're making profits because they cut all of their terrible operations, they slashed the costs, they cut everything back. They have never produced as much free cash flow as what they're doing now. So the mining situation's fine, and you read Barlow results, mining companies are spending money again. In fact, they can't get the yellow equipment quick enough from Caterpillar because everyone in the whole world mining now, after almost going bankrupt, as I said, 3 years ago, they've now got so much money and they haven't spent any, so now they've got to watch out, because if they don't spend now, they'll have nothing to sell in 10 years' time.
Is it a time to buy Barlow Wool then?
Probably yes, yeah.
I'm just looking here, and I've seen before Northern Platts.
Platinum's very different.
Okay. I said, and South 32 also.
South 32 is actually doing quite well at the moment. South 32 is aluminium and coal.
Right.
So they, I mean, it is a mining company, but it's not sort of, you know, deep level mining. It's and the slight negative on South 32 is that they have relatively short life of mine. So in other words, unless they do something, they're going to run out of the mine. They're going to have nothing left to mine in 8 years or 10 years, where it's normally a life of mine. The average that any mining company's got is probably 20 years. So they've got to spend money now to increase their capacity. Platinum's very different. There's one mine, and that's owned by Anglo American. It's actually making money at this price of platinum and palladium and rhodium. Everyone else is negative cash flow and losing. And companies like Lonmin are probably the worst of the whole lot. Because the platinum price is way below the average cost of production.
How are they going to survive?
You just hope and two things. The world needs platinum and palladium. And there is clear demand. There's just too much supply. So then the second thing comes, they've got to cut the high-cost supply. But now, because that's all in South Africa, it's so difficult to cut something here where jobs are at stake.
Absolutely.
Because you run into massive, massive, not just government, but social pressure. I mean, you could, and I'm inventing this number, but I don't think it's far off. If all the mines tomorrow had to close their loss-making shafts, this is now all the mines, maybe 50,000 jobs will be lost, 40,000 jobs will be lost. Imagine how that would devastate the platinum belt. You know, so it's difficult. So they have cut back. The South African mines are probably producing 1 million ounces less than they did 10 years ago, but it's still not enough. There's still oversupply. And we all know that in life, you cannot continue spending more than you earn. So at some stage, at some stage you get to a point where, well, you've got to do something. And at the moment, it costs the mines more to produce an ounce than what they can get when they sell it.
And we're talking specifically about platinum.
The platinum group metals, the PGMs, yes.
Okay.